Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're visiting again with our friend Dr. Carl Truman. We had him a few episodes back, and I think then we stuck him on a deserted island. We'll try to be a little more kind to him on this episode, and we'll talk about our mutual distant friend, Martin Luther. One of Luther's crucial texts is known as the 28 Theses, or the Theses for the Disputation at Heidelberg. It's a text from April of 1518. It's very crucial to understanding Luther, and it's a text that Dr. Truman has spent a lot of time with. And Dr. Truman, it's a pleasure to have you back in the studio with us. Why is this an important text?
Well, the 28 Theses are a crucial text for Luther for a number of reasons. First, they're really his first opportunity to showcase his new theology after the crisis of 1517. The end of October 1517 publishes his more famous, in some ways, 95 Theses against Indulgences. The text is a relatively dry text. The amazing thing is that the 95 Theses becomes the rallying cry for what will become the German Reformation. The church doesn't take significant or swift action against him at that point. He's left relatively free. And so in April 1518, he travels to Heidelberg for a regular chapter meeting of the Augustinian order to which he belongs. And he presides over a debate where he has written the theses to be debated. The debate's actually led by a man called Leonard Beyer. But Luther wrote the theses that are to be disputed at this chapter meeting. And it's the first time that he gets to showcase the theology that underlies the protest of October 1517. 1517 is very much focused on indulgences. At this point, he gets to point to the more theological foundations of that protest.
So the first thing we need to see here is these are not a discounted version. It's not the 95 Theses as the luxury model and the 28 Theses are the economy version.
No, no.
This is a different text altogether, right?
Different text altogether.
And you're talking about the importance of this to showcase Luther's theological contribution. So what is this theology that emerges from the 28 Theses?
Well, it's very rich, but perhaps the major focus might be the distinction that he draws between what he calls a theologian of glory and a theologian of the cross. We might summarize it by saying that a theologian of glory is somebody who assumes dramatic continuity between the way the world is and the way God is. So God essentially thinks like a human being, only in a much greater and more perfect way.
So this is using glory not in the... Usually we talk about glory in theology, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Luther's meaning, we have to understand him contextually in terms of what Luther's meaning
is. Glorying in oneself, one might
exactly.
say. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if I want you to like me, I'm going to do nice things for you. I'm going to compliment you on your tie or your dress sense, or these kind of things. And you're going to like me by way of response. Your love for me is going to be responsive because of nice things I've done for you. And Luther sees at the heart of the human problem that we think of God like that. How do we get right with God? Well, we do nice things for God and he'll like us in return. Luther contrasts a theologian of glory with a theologian of the cross. He said, actually, true theology is seeing how God has revealed himself and building our understanding of God on the basis of that revelation. For Luther, that revelation is intensely focused on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ as crucified at Calvary. And that involves an inverting of our expectations. Where do we see God's power? We see it in the weakness of his son hanging on the cross. Where do we see God's righteousness? We see it in the sin that is poured down upon his son as he hangs upon the cross. And where do we see, therefore, how we get right with God? Well, we don't present God with the filthy rags that are our own righteousness. We need to despair of ourselves, to become weak, and to look to the righteousness and the strength of God as manifested in Christ as the basis for our standing before him.
Well, that's great. Thank you. That seems to get right at the heart of the solas.
Yeah.
Solus Christus, sola fide, sola gratia. And there it is, right in the 28 Theses, Heidelberg Theses.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for visiting with us. Thank you for drawing our attention to this text. It is a crucial text, and I hope our folks listening to this are able to get a hold of that and read it for themselves. Thank you. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.